This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I got an email. It's 6-7-2018. This is the 7th, already a week into the new month. Summer is here, officially on the 22nd, I believe, but it feels like summer. Children are out of school. Thank goodness. Jeez, at least maybe they give their brains a break. I got an email about not calling this a nation because it's bigger than it. Well, you're part of a nation. This nation is huge. It encompasses the world. You are involved with the Power Hour. This is a special nation, and you're involved with this, the show. And let me welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. If you care about the truth, if you care about the, empowering yourself medically, knowledge-based, legally, whatever, this is the place, constitutionally especially. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and we have a fantastic broadcast. Joel Skousen, we get a lot of response when he comes on. It's apparently one of your favorites, and mine also. Glad to have him. We're going to talk about North Korea, certainly. Is the summit on? Is it not on? Is it all a ruse? Is he going to hide nukes under his bed and double-cross us and cross his fingers, make a deal here, or what? What's China's involvement? You ever heard about the banker who made the video? I think it's a Dutch banker who made the video about the pedophile network. Joel wants to talk about that in length and what he revealed in that and how big a deal this is. I don't even like to use the word elite. Words have power. I mean, what's a better word? The scumbag, satanic. I mean, I don't know. Well, whatever word you want to use, I don't know. I'm not elite. They're not elite in anything except evil. So I don't want to. Anyway, we're going to talk extensively about that. And we'll get into Iran and his book, Strategic Relocation. I'm sure we'll mention that. Weather phenomenons are going on. We're getting emails about, rock-sized hail coming down in Texas somewhere. Wow. Starbucks. Well, if you work for Starbucks, they'll train you about how white people are the cause of all the world's problems. But now they'll raise the price of coffee also. So they're announcing that the prices of coffee and some of the other drinks are now going up. Just part of regular increases, cost of living increases. That has nothing to do with paying for a whole day out of work and to brainwash and propagandize their whole workforce. Never heard of anything like this. Never in my whole entire life have I heard of a major corporation putting everybody out of work for one day to then train them on social justice very extremely controversial topics. Very weird. Paul Ryan, I call him Eddie Munt. I'm in a little bit of a foul mood today. I got a little, I don't know what I got going on in my throat. I was detoxing. I don't know if I got saliva gland blocked or what. And it's kind of got me a little irritated. Then I saw Paul Ryan on TV and it got even more swollen. I call him Eddie Munster. He looks like, you remember Eddie Munster from the Munsters? He kind of looks like him, doesn't he? All grown up. Well, don't worry about the FBI investigation. He says the FBI acted good. There was no spies. I still don't feel any better. I trust Paul Ryan about as much as I trust Trey Gowdy. Oh, by the way, the other guy who says that, the FBI acted appropriately. Come to find out that neither one of them had complete disclosure about all the activities. They were ordered the DOJ. What is the DOJ doing? The DOJ was ordered by President Trump to release all documents related to this, to have full disclosure, and they still wouldn't. The DOJ by Congress has been demanded several times now, again, a new letter to come out and to reveal everything about this investigation, everything about the spying, everything involving the warrant, the FISA courts, the Russia, not Russia, all this. We want everything on the table. Congress is demanding it. If this tells you anything about Congress, only 18 congressmen signed that new letter, if that tells you anything. 18, and there's 600 plus between Senate and the House of Representatives. 18 of them signed it to demand this. And the DOJ still has not giving it up. What's Jeff Sessions doing? This is, well, I'm sure we'll get to this with Joel. He was in the government, at least in militarily, and get his perspective. I think it'll be interesting. I don't know about you. I just have no faith in this system. I have zero faith in this system, and trying to find a spark of hope in this is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. When you find it, pretty soon it gets buried under another haystack. I mean, it's crazy. But we got some great news story, or some interesting news stories. I don't know how great they are. This story broke yesterday, but I was out yesterday, so we'll talk about today. Out of AP, Obama administration secretly gave Iran access to U.S. financial system. Yes, you heard that right. That's what the story is saying. After striking an elusive nuclear deal with Iran, the Obama administration found itself in a quandary. In early 2016, Iran had been promised access to its long-frozen overseas reserves, including $5.7 billion stuck in an Omani bank. To spend it, Iran wanted to convert the money into U.S. dollars and then euros. But top U.S. officials had repeatedly promised Congress Iran would never gain access to America's financial system. Those assurances notwithstanding, the Obama administration secretly issued a license to let Iran sidestep U.S. sanctions for the brief moment required to convert the funds to an American bank. An investigation by Senate Republicans.
Wow. You do.
And how do you, Abinova, you have to get it a prescription from your eye doctor? Is it A-B-E-N-O-V-A?
Sooner or later, it'll be over the counter. There's something called OcuSoft. OcuSoft makes another one of these sprays. They don't list it for mites because Abinova, it does kill the mites. There's also a swab. Like, you know how you have these little alcohol sponges and more individual packs? Well, this is called Blephadex or Dermadex. Blephadex, you can take these swabs as tea tree oil, and twice a day rub the lashes for maybe a week and you'll kill these guys. And they're so common. They're so common that if someone has an allergy and they go to an allergist and they want to figure out what it is, one of the skin tests is for mites because they are everywhere.
And most people, I mean, I had an allergy test one time, and the only thing that came back was that I was allergic to mites, and I guess probably everyone is, and they're in everyone's homes, I assume, right?
Correct. And if you have a dog, you wonder why little Joey is scratching himself in the corner. He has a flea collar. He's got something to kill flies, but it doesn't kill the mites unless it's right there. So if your dog or cat's scratching, just get a tea tree oil shampoo and shampoo them.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I knew that. Of course, that kills other bugs and everything. I have two kitties, and they seem to stay pretty clean, but they are indoors. But dust mites, I think, I've read a lot about them, and I know they're in everybody's pillows and sofas and all of that.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Jeunesse takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Apparently, there were some problems at GCN. We had to do some repairs there. The signal went down. I don't know if I don't know what you heard or didn't hear. We're trying to figure that out. But most of this last segment, it seems like most people did not hear. You can check out the news at thepowerhour.com. I apologize for the trouble. Apologize for GCN's troubles over there. It appears now we got this fixed, and we're going to be having Joel on here in about 10 minutes, so that'll be good. A few other news stories to go through. If you didn't hear, one of the biggest stories is the G7 summit coming up, and Justin Trudeau, the leader or the politician, supposed to be a public servant of Canada, says, and Macron says, we will not be bullied by the Americans, you know, like a little four-year-old. We'll not be bullied. We're not talking about bullied. We're talking about, you know, they cry fairness, and they want fair trade, and they want equal treatment, and they want this. And then so when Trump, you know, China has got 25% tariffs on our cars that go in there. Canada, routinely on our products, 10, 15%, whatever. Reciprocal back in China, 2.5% on their cars, and their parts. 2 to 4% on similar products in America from Canada. And you talk about reciprocal and say, okay, well, let's be fair and let's just make them equal. I will not be bullied. You see, it's like a 4-year old. These socialists, that's how they think. That's all they have. That's all they can do is talk social justice nonsense. And that's what we're looking at right now. And so we shall see. Couple other news, excuse me, sorry. I just got a phone. I turned my phone on now so because to see if there was any problems. And now it's ringing. Sue. More news stories before we go to Joel Skousen. Court okay with forcing Christians to violate faith. One of the things we're going to talk about with Joel is the Colorado cake baking trial that went on to the Supreme Court. Three judges in an Arizona court have now ruled that they are comfortable with the city of Phoenix forcing Christian artists to violate their faith and endorse same-sex marriage. The announcement came in their decision from the Arizona Court of Appeals, affirming a Phoenix ordinance that mandates that Christian company owners must support and endorse same-sex marriage with their products and artistry. Now, we know from the Yoder versus Wisconsin trial from 1972, religious convictions are protected by the Supreme Court, by the Constitution. At least that's what they ruled. I don't completely agree with their decision. It's like in the face of all opposition. Well, a lot of times that opposition is the government. Why should the government, who's we the people, be the source of the conflict between somebody's decision, between their conviction or their preference? If that makes sense. Why is it right that they are the source of that pressure? That's not right. Anyway, the government's not supposed to do anything like that. That's what it says in the First Amendment. That's what the Bill of Rights mandates. Remember, the Bill of Rights is not under the people. It's not over the people. It's under the people. It's over the government. And this is a very important case, and we'll talk about it. What's the future hold? Remember that Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court didn't summarily overturn these laws. They just said that specific baker was going to win and that he was treated unfairly and the decision can't stand for him in that. That was all. they didn't do a massive overturn of this, which they should. There's a lot of other cases coming up like this. How can you make somebody believe something? I mean, just think of the moral implications for that. That's what the Constitution, that's what the Bill of Rights is there to stop. One of the things. Anyway, a couple minutes before the break, a couple of news stories again. ThePowerHour.com. I apologize for our technical difficulties at GCN here in the beginning. The California Senate passes a bill to create banking alternatives specifically for the cannabis industry. The federal government doesn't want people selling marijuana. California says, fine, we'll create the own bank. Have nothing to do with the Federal Reserve System. Isn't that interesting? What about cryptocurrencies? Where do they play in this? California, its own bank, outside the Federal Reserve System to sell marijuana? I'm not necessarily for the legalization of marijuana, but this just got real interesting, didn't it? I'm for its decriminalization, not its legalization. So we shall see here directly. The global pilot shortage threatens airlines. A growing shortage of airline pilots is putting the industry's recent growth at risk as planes sit idle. Higher salaries cut into profits and unions across the globe push for more benefits. So not only are fuel prices going up, now pilot prices might be going up and a shortage. Did you hear about the 3D printing robot that can build an entire home in 6 months for $300,000? It's only a 1,000-square-foot home. $300,000, that's no deal. But this is just the beginning. What's that going to be in a year or 2 years? What are they going to be able to do? How quickly and how fast and how cheaply can they build a home? I mean, this is a home. Can they build a home with these robots? We'll see. Synthetic polymer now can kill antibiotic-resistant superbugs developed by researchers. Check that out on the website, thepowerhour.com. And why you start making your own jam. Check that story and more, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. Joel Skousen on the other side.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Of course, the topic of discussion mainly was North Korea and the upcoming summit.
We're going to have a great success. I don't think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
President Trump was also asked if a meeting here with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took place, where exactly that meeting would take place.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
Last week, President Trump met with Kim Kardashian at the White House. This week, Alice Marie Johnson was pardoned. Senator Cory Booker has a problem with that.
Clearly, I'm concerned about the process. There's thousands and thousands of people that deserve commutations, deserve pardons, and it shouldn't take Kim Kardashian going to the White House to get something like that done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291.
Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Don't forget to check out the specials over at thepowermall.com. We have a free shipping special. We have all Dr. Group specials, especially now's the time to detox. This is a great time as a transition from season to season. Very good. Check out the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Our next guest needs little introduction. He's a political science scientist by training. He specializes in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He's the founder and editor of World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com, and he'll give you a free copy if you email him editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and ask for a free copy. He'll give you one. Very insightful information. Always love having him on. World renowned for his cutting insight, Joel Skousen. Welcome back to the Power Hour, Joel.
It's good to be with you.
Yes, 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 indeed. North Korea, are we having a summit? Are we not having a summit? What's going on there?
Yes, the summit is back on. We now know that the North Korean delegation told Trump in a New York hotel room over a week ago the statement that caused Trump to abruptly walk out and cancel the summit. According to Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, they said they were going to go to nuclear war with us and they were going to defeat us in a nuclear war. Trump decided we're not going to have a summit under those circumstances. Last Friday, Trump received a very oversized letter from Kim asking that the summit be reinstated and retracted his nuclear war threat. Giuliani described the letter as Kim getting down on his hands and knees and begging for the meeting. And while Trump may think he's being magnanimous by reinstating the summit, all the signs point to the fact that Trump is giving Kim a huge public relations victory and getting nothing of substance in return. Optimistic as always, Trump said, you know, we're going to have a great meeting, while admitting that it probably would take more than one meeting to solve these issues. Now, that's actually a tacit admission that the timetable for denuclearization is negotiable and will be drawn out in order to give North Korea a chance to make aid demands. This is a major mistake on Trump's part, I believe, and gives Kim time to hide weapons and continue development. He seems to have bought
into...
Yes.
Two things that just completely jumped to my mind. Who threatened? North Korea threatened to go to war and defeat us? I mean, it's confusing what you just said. Did they really threaten us openly on the eve of a summit?
Well, it wasn't openly. It was in the pre-summit meeting in a New York hotel, the Lotte Palace in New York, according to Pepe Escobar. And it was after that meeting on Wednesday, the Thursday, Trump canceled the meeting. But, you know, he never said what it was. But it was interesting. In his letter, canceling the summit, he said, I'm willing to go back at any time. But he said, if you change your mind, then I'm willing to put the summit back on. So he intimated in the letter to North Korea that they had said something in the meeting that was unacceptable. And I think this statement by Giuliani talking about them threatening as a bargaining chip, the, you know, nuclear war with us as unforgivable in terms of a basis for a summit, it caused Trump to walk out. Now, this, none of that's public.
I think.
Yes.
I think this is one of the key linchpins that the future of our relationship with China probably hinges on, this whole North Korea issue. It's obvious China is hiding behind North Korea, at least to me. Is that kind of how you're feeling?
Well, not so much hiding. They are the puppet, or North Korea is the puppet state of Red China. North Korea has always been allowed to have this appearance of a crazy, unstable leader, and it's been designed so that North Korea starts World War III, and then Russia and China have an excuse to join in protection of the ally North Korea, and it's not their fault. I mean, Russia and China get to hide behind the crazy guy starting the war. And, you know, that's, I think, the only reason to explain why they tolerate someone like the Kims making threatening accusations to the West before Russia and China are ready to, you know, prosecute a third world war. And that's why Xi put tremendous pressure on Kim to get back to the table and calm his rhetoric, because he was moving too fast and causing Trump to actually threaten to attack North Korea and use up that trigger event before it's time.
Has Trump been fooled here? Does he know what's going on? Is this a great accomplishment of him just bringing this to light? What's your feeling there?
Not at all. It was a great move to threaten military action. It's the first presidency to threaten military action over existential threats from the mouth of Kim. We're going to nuke you. And he basically restated that in that secret meeting with their diplomats in New York. But he had openly said, you know, we're going to nuke the United States, and that's a cause bellus, you know, for war. You can go to war on the fact that a country threatens to annihilate you. And Trump basically threatened to use the military option. That's what brought Kim to the table. But unfortunately, it's not a success now, because when he canceled the summit, it was very clear that Trump had lost his passion for the war option, wasn't intending to go back to that, and was just waiting around for Kim to come and beg. And Kim did beg, and Trump is now playing the magnanimous role. He apparently is not getting any of his substantial demands, which were comprehensive, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. CVID is the acronym for that. Comprehensive, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. That used to be dismantlement of the irreversible dismantlement of denuclearization. That was the standard, and it's nowhere to be found now. He's going to go to the summit based upon getting a promise at the summit. He's not getting anything of substance beforehand. He went to the negotiations saying we want one or two nuclear weapons to be dismantled before the summit as a substantive point. And North Korea refused, and that's why they said, you know, we're not giving up our nuclear weapons. I mean, it's very obvious they're not intending to be sincere on it.
Is Trump part of this ruse? Is he being steered this way? He can't be that dumb.
Well, but Trump has got some psychological weaknesses that are being exploited here. President Xi Jinping of China found out at the Mar del Margo, you know, despite all the tough talk, as soon as Trump gets in front of a famous leader, he becomes a puppy dog and subject to flattery, and said, gee, Xi's a wonderful person. I mean, this is a guy who keeps millions of people in prison.
Yeah.
And China has no public discourse. It's a single state. They have prison camps. And he says he's a wonderful person. I mean, this is just foolishness. But you see, Xi apparently tutored Kim that Trump can be played. You just got to play to his ego, and that's what's happening here.
Well, gee, well, they'll rip your kidney out in a heartbeat. if they think they have a donor list, they won't even think twice about taking your liver, your kidney, your heart, whatever. Yeah. They're very cold-blooded society that way. Yes. What I don't quite understand. Are we negotiating against them ourselves? I mean, I don't see what leverage North Korea has. The only leverage they have is, well, we don't believe you really want to go to war, so you're not going to follow through with anything. I mean, where are we negotiating here?
Well, you see, the Trump early, and this is the fault of his advisors, he bought into the common scenario that the U.S. has done before, and that is North Korea says, if we give up our nuclear weapons, we want something in return. In other words, we want a quid pro quo. And that means aid, and Trump got suckered into that. He should have said, no, the only benefit you get is that we don't attack you if you give up your nuclear. That's your benefit.
Exactly.
You see, we don't attack you. That's what brought you to the table, is our threat to attack North Korea. And, to disabuse your audience, it doesn't mean that you have to attack the North Korean civilian people who are relatively innocent. They don't have to pay with their lives for the communist regime. And there are, of course, probably about 30% of the country that are dyed-in-the-wool hardcore communists that are as guilty as the leadership. But the general populace, the poor populace who are not communists, don't deserve to die. You can attack his three offensive legs of power, his missile forces, his air bases, and his artillery forces in a massive one-week preemptive strike. It'll take more than one day, I guarantee, because of all the artillery forces especially. But you could do that and not harm the American people. You could defang him, and that's what Trump could have done with the military, and then said, yeah, you want to negotiate and give up your nuclear weapons? This thing about having to give something in return in terms of aid is just something he's bought into. The U.S. has always done that, and North Korea plays with the negotiating game that denuclearization is at the end of the process, not up front. Trump wanted something up front. He should have said, in my opinion, you have 30 days. You have 30 days to have international specialists come and take possession of your nuclear weapons, or we'll use the military option. That's your choice.
We're coming out of break. There's the music. I used to believe, I'm against war and violence and fighting. It usually never ends good. The more I started to look at this and listening to you, other people, this was a justifiable situation. We needed to take this threat out, I think, for our future. We'll get those questions much more on the other side. The one and only Joel Skousen.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tomorrow will be a very special broadcast. It's the anniversary of the USS Liberty, the attempted sinking of the USS Liberty. Phil and Dave, authors of Erasing the Liberty, will be on to talk about not only the events of the day. I know many of our listeners heard the story. We'll go over the story, but the research involved, what is everything around it. It is a stunning moment in American history, and it'll be on tomorrow. So look forward to that. Make sure you show up. It'll be good to have you. We're talking to Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We're discussing North Korea. And while things may have started on a good path and threats seem to get some action out of North Korea where other administrations certainly haven't, Joel, are there any signposts of these upcoming summit? Is there anything we're to look for? If I see X, I think that some good things are happening. If I see Y, then this is just same old, same old.
Yes, the key signpost is to actually get some, anything positive and substantive. The administration keeps saying that they're going to want out of the substance some type of substantive promise of denuclearization. But a promise is not denuclearization when you're dealing with North Korea. You've actually got to get their agreement with a time limit to deliver up some nuclear weapons. Before you do that, you have to have an inventory of the nuclear weapons, so you have to make their facilities open to international inspectors. That's something that has to come out of the first agreement. As I say, if I had my way, I would say, your option, is to avoid a military strike, is to let those inspectors in immediately and take possession of them. You no longer have control of your nuclear weapons, period. You say you're going to give them up. There's no aid. You're just avoiding a strike. You're preserving your military, your conventional military, but that's your only option. And
why do they not?
They're going to go down the path of having some time in the future have international inspectors in. But, it's like North Korea gave up supposedly one of their test sites that had already been destroyed by 3 earthquakes. That's not giving up anything. That's a throwaway. And Trump didn't necessarily buy into that. That isn't considered a substantive agreement, but in North Korea's mind it is. So, but the point is, this summit is on for the 12th, which is next week, and it is, there are no signs whatsoever that Kim is giving anything of substance. And so we're going to be looking for something of actual substance. I don't know how you can do that. If you're not going to get it before the meeting, you're going to have a time limit. I just don't think he's going to get any time limit. North Korea's going to play Trump down the line, and Trump wants a successful meeting. That's why his optimistic comment, we're going to have a wonderful meeting. How do you know that? I mean, that's just blind optimism.
Are they? Is North Korea hiding these nukes in their underground tunnels as fast as they can right now, as we're speaking?
Absolutely. There's no way that they're going to declare everything and allow international inspectors to have the run of the country. And if they have to, they can ship them out to, China for safekeeping, or, you know, until they need them. I wouldn't put it past them to do any of that. That's what Iraq did. They shipped their chemical weapons out, courtesy of the Russians, to Syria. So there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Of course, there were no nuclear weapons. That was propaganda on the U.S. portion. But there were chemical weapons in Iraq, and those got shipped to Syria, which were dismantled under a chemical weapons treaty with Syria.
Take a minute or two, well, probably take 2 or 3 minutes. PD-60, I believe, is the number where we're going to take a first strike on a nuclear event from North Korea, from anybody. Please explain that dynamic, explain the time frame, why is this dangerous, and what we must do to do something different here, because this is not good.
Well, this is a little-known presidential decision directive, PDD-60, signed in 1997 by President Bill Clinton. That it's a major decision. This was the complete revamp of our nuclear posture in the United States military. Under President Reagan, the nuclear posture of the United States and strategy was to retaliate on launch on warning and to actually win a nuclear war by a massive retaliation if they launched even one missile at us. That was changed in PDD-60 to do not rely on launch on warning, but be prepared to absorb a nuclear first strike and retaliate afterward. That was the essence of PDD-60. And the only reason that we...
How in the world...
Yes.
How in the world can you absorb a nuclear strike and retaliate? That
well,
makes no sense.
That's what General Butch Neal of the Marine Corps said in 1997 when he heard about it. Says, retaliate with what? And
spears at them? What are we going to do?
I mean, launch on warning means that you launch your missiles before their missiles arrive on target. The first strike target for any enemy's nuclear missiles are our missile sites in their hardened silos. And while they are hardened, they still can be disabled. I mean, you just hit those doors so they cannot open, and those missiles, you know, can be disabled. But if you launch on warning, meaning with a warning sign, their missiles hit empty silos, and your missiles are all in the air. And so launch on warning is a powerful retaliation. Our missile forces still practice that, thinking that they're going to be able to do that. But in fact, PDD-60 also removed the alternate launch codes, which used to be that if you actually had a nuclear first strike and it was hitting you and you couldn't get word from the White House under attack, you could actually launch the missiles under the alternate launch codes by the Secretary of Defense. Now, that was removed. And so I think it looks like the globalists, the deep state, if you will, are setting us up to absorb a nuclear person. Why else would you put out a statement here? Now, I don't think they're saying in black and white, you're going to have to absorb a nuclear first, right, and then retaliate. I think they're saying be prepared to absorb one and retaliate afterwards. And I don't know how you can prepare that, because removing the alternate launch codes also means that you can't launch from the submarines. Those are the only things that are still going to be available if your missile forces are hit and all your military bases are hit in a preemptive strike. So by removing the alternate launch codes, they make sure that even those 50% of our submarines can't launch. And why do I say 50%? Because in 1997, President Bill Clinton, on orders from his National Security Council, said to the Russians, We're going to commit voluntarily to keep 50% of our missile submarines in port at any one time so that they can be more easily targeted as a measure of good faith that we have no hostile intentions. That's another suicidal statement. And to this day, I can tell you, as a military officer, 50% of our nuclear missile submarines are in port. They're still honoring that agreement with nothing reciprocal from Russia on that. And that's not even to speak of the Chinese, who have nuclear missile submarines as well.
We're coming on another break. Let me just ask you a point. I mean, listening to you, you are very on top of this. You are very intelligent. I'm going to ask you point blank. Have we been basically thrown under the bus from within here? Are we set up to basically, what am I trying to ask you? We're about to hang ourselves, are we not?
Yeah, our government is betraying us because they want this first strike so that America feels frustrated, and they can talk us then into joining a militarized global government in response, because our military has been decapitated. That's the plan.
There's the music. On the other side, we're going to get to the Colorado cake bakes. Blah, blah, blah. Say that fast three times. The Colorado case, and then also Ronald Bernard. Why is he important? Why has he done you an incredible service? We'll get to that after this break.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.